All right, we have Merritt Beeson and Andy Jackson. Questions for the Huskers?
Merritt, Stanford goes to 8-0 run on that second set, goes in front there. What's the mentality to get back in front and kind of regroup after that?
Yeah, we've been talking a lot all week, and then before the game today, we knew they're a good team, and we knew that they were going to make plays and they were going to go on runs. We obviously didn't really prepare for an 8-0 run, but we knew they were going to go on runs. And so coming into this match, it was all – I talked about FRS last week, how we were going to move on, and when they make really good plays, how are we going to respond? Are we going to let them keep all the momentum, or are we going to bounce back the next play? And it might have taken us 8 to get there. But I think after we sided out in that rotation and we broke their run there, it didn't feel like we had just lost an 8-0 run, and I think that was huge for us coming back and winning that second set.
What does it do for the team's confidence to know that you can take an 8-0 run from a team like Stanford and still win the set?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's huge. And as this season goes along, we're just continuing to learn lessons and learn from each and every match, and I'm sure that will be a big one that we resort back to. And like you said, they're a great team, and so for us to be able to overcome that and still also win that set is huge, and I'm sure we'll rely on that a lot this year.
From the outside, it kind of looked like you guys controlled the whole game. It was pretty dominant. Did it feel that dominant while you were on the court?
Yeah, it did, the whole game. I mean, Jalen gave us a great game plan, and it was pretty spot on, and so we were very, very prepared. And I think we all did a really good job of sticking to that, and we knew what we needed to do to win. And I think as a whole, every single person did their job. And so we did control that match, and it was because how good our game plan was and how detailed and attention detailed we were throughout that entire match.
What were some of the specific things to Stanford that you needed to do to win that matchup?
Yeah, I mean, certain things about how we were going to defend each player. I won't give those secrets away, though, but we knew that their outsides score a lot of points, and so slowing down their outsides was a really, really big thing for us. And we also knew that they serve really, really aggressively, and so A, we wanted to do that to them, but also B, we wanted to side out really quickly because, like, we clearly know they can go on runs, and that's normally what they do to teams. So for us, it was siding out quickly, but also putting the same service pressure on them that they see in their gym every single day.
Andy, how would you evaluate the blocking effort tonight?
I mean, I would say pretty good. I think that overall, as a team, we blocked really, really well, and not even like stuff blocks in a sense, but more just touches. I think like one of our things was just go out early and touch a lot of balls and like get on their attackers early, because as an attacker, it's very defeating having someone touch a lot of your attacks. And so we knew that if we went out early and we could slow them down early, then it would really slow down their offense. So I think overall as a group, just an amazing job and an amazing effort block-wise.
In a match like this, with a lot of momentum going, I mean, that 8-0 run and then a lot of your guys' momentum, how much does, like, the whole momentum thing and the crowd play into a win like this?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, Devaney's been awesome this entire year, and they've been really, really into it and really loud when they need them, when we need them to be loud. So, I mean, I give a ton of credit to Devaney and the crowd, like you said, but I mean, at the end of the day, volleyball is a game of momentum, and it's how fast can you regain it. And so it's great for us to play these big matches at home, but it's also, it'll be a good test for us on Sunday to see if we can do it in an environment where we don't have the crowd and we don't have the momentum. So I think it'll be a good test for us. But I mean, volleyball is a game of mistakes and momentum, so it's huge.
Bergen talked about heading into the week, kind of feels like a Final Four week. What do you think you guys proved tonight?
I mean, that we're a Final Four team. I think, like we said, that we're just learning each and every match. And I think for us, it was like, we can go out there, we can stick to a game plan, and we can execute. And so for us, I mean, I'm sure this will be a huge confidence boost, but I mean, we have another Final Four match on Sunday, so we also can't get cocky and let it get to our head and think we're just going to walk into Louisville and roll them. So it'll be back to work tomorrow and figure out what we have to do to beat Louisville.
And with that Louisville match, it's going to be the same crowd environment, but reverse will be against you. Mm-hmm. Big challenger, kind of for the both of you, how do you play through those instances where you've got a large crowd going, instead of going for you, going against you?
I think Louisville is a very good team, and they're going to test us not only volleyball-wise, but I think our team culture, and like you said, obviously we're going to go there and not have the momentum in our favor in a sense, so it'll be a really good test for our team to come together, because when you're in those big environments and you don't have the fan base, it really just tests your team and how well you can lean on each other and just come together, because you're not going to have the Bob with 8,000 people cheering you on.
Andy, you mentioned the block touches, but you guys probably didn't envision holding Stanford to 100 hitting percentage.
No, we did. It was our goal. I'm sorry. It was our goal. Like, it's an incredible number, and like, we train really, really hard. And so, I mean, that's what we trained to do. That was the goal.
Was that the number that you guys set out, like, before the match?
What is the exact number?
I don't know.
We have a goal that's pretty low that we try to keep everyone to. So like she said, like, that's what we prepare to do, and every single day in practice, like, that is our goal. So to be able to go out there and execute it, especially against a really good team and a great offensive team, is huge. But like she said, that's what we strive for every day.
You had 2 set point kills tonight. What's the feeling like going out and ending a game here in the Devaney Center?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, nothing beats it, and the crowd goes wild no matter who it is. And so it's awesome. But I think what's making this team so special is every single attacker, and I'd throw Bergen in there as well, can do that on set point. And I think that's what's making us such a good team and so hard to defend, is each and every night, like, all of the kills are within one or two. And it's not one person having 27 kills a night and you have to stop them to win. I think that's what's making this team so special, is we're so balanced, and Bergen's doing a really good job spreading it out. And that also has to give a lot of credit to the passers, because if we don't pass, it's a lot of an outside game. So I think as a unit, we're passing well, Bergen's distributing the offense, and attackers are doing what they're supposed to do. So it is making us very hard to defend. But like I said, any of us could do that, and it's a great feeling for sure.
A couple more for the players. You talk about Bergen's distribution. What is it like seeing her go up there and swing on one?
It's so fun. I mean, we get to see her hit a lot. We get to see her hit almost every single day. So I'm sure it's a little more exciting for you guys. But like I said, I would throw her in the mix of attackers. So, I mean, she can do that just as well as most of us. So
yeah, she's good.
Andy, you had a chance to talk to your coach, your club coach here this week too.
Yeah.
How much did that put you in the right headspace and kind of put you in a good spot?
Mm-hmm. So Trisha Kroll, she's here. She was my club director in Colorado. And she actually surprised me at huddle last night, so we went and did an interview together, and I think it was super helpful. We went to breakfast this morning. I just got a life debrief with her, and I think just all the wisdom that she has to offer is huge, and she's a huge reason for the mental toughness that I have, and she's helped me a lot with not only the volleyball side of things, but with my mental side of things, like, from a volleyball perspective, because I would argue that, like, volleyball is 80% mental, and so I just have to give all the credit to her, because without her, I wouldn't be the player that I am or the person that I am. And so getting to talk to her this morning, it was just so relieving. It makes you feel so free and confident, and she just has so much wisdom. So I would say she played a huge role in it.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.